Sodor Stories. From the island of Sodor straight to your home.
Scrambled Eggs by Christopher Audrey. Read by Toby Yelland.
The bridge across the river needs repairs, the Fat Controller told the engines. I shall have to make a weight limit for a while. Percy and Daisy will be all right. And Toby. But Thomas is too heavy.
Thomas looked anxious.
How would you like to go and help Edward? Suggested the Fat Controller.
Please, sir, can Annie and Clarabel come too? Asked Thomas. The Fat Controller shook his head.
They'll be needed here, he said. Daisy can't carry all the passengers on her own.
Percy promised to look after Annie and Clarabel, but they were sorry to see Thomas go. To cheer up Thomas, Edward took him to see Bill and Ben, the twin engines who lived in the China Clay Harbour.
Oh dear, another blue engine, said Bill cheekily. First Edward, now him.
Don't forget Gordon, said Ben. He came here once, by mistake, so he said.
I don't think he enjoyed it much, he added innocently.
The twins both chuckled, remembering.
No, but seriously, Edward, said Bill. Why doesn't the Fat Controller paint engines a proper colour? Like us, for instance.
Thomas let off steam indignantly.
Let me tell you, he began.
All right, you two, laughed Edward. Go and move those trucks, or there won't be enough room for any more.
Bill and Ben, unabashed, went off happily.
You just don't have to take them too seriously, explained Edward.
Thomas smiled. I wish I knew how you deal with them, he said. Near the harbour, the line crossed the road. The crossing had no gates. The road led into a farm which made butter, supplied milk and eggs to the shops in town. One morning, the farmer had difficulty starting his lorry. He did it at last, but the lorry jerked along the fits and starts. The farmer was worried about the load of milk, butter, and eggs.
The milk will be churned into butter soon, he mumbled to himself as he neared the crossing.
The lorry lurched across the rails. The back wheels were just clear when the engine made a noise like a tired sheep and stopped. The back of the lorry was still jutting out over the railway line. The farmer tried to start again, but it would not go. He had just gone down to telephone for help when he heard a train approaching. Thomas wasn't going fast. When he saw the lorry, he braked hard. But he couldn't stop and hit the lorry with a loud crash. The force of the blow spun the lorry round. Splintered wood flew everywhere, and eggs, butter, and milk were catapulted all over Thomas.
Ugh, he exclaimed. Just look at my poor lorry, said the farmer,
emerging from behind the hedge where he had been sheltering. The driver made sure Thomas wasn't hurt, then stood back to survey the mess.
Ha ha! What a way to make an omelette, he laughed.
It's not funny, said Thomas crossly.
An egg yolk trickled down his nose and burst on his buffer. You're not standing where I am, said his driver.
You look like a scrambled egg, Thomas.
Well, if a scrambled egg feels as sticky and as wet as I do, then it's very uncomfortable, said Thomas. Please clean me.
Both driver and fireman tried hard, but the heat from Thomas's boiler had cooked the eggs, and they were stuck fast.
Sorry, Thomas, said his driver at last. We can't block the line any longer. We have to go on. At the end of the line, Thomas was taken to Bill and Ben's yard to be cleaned. The twins were there. Hello, said Ben. What's this? Must be a new engine, said Bill. Ben inspected the arrival closely. No, Ben, he said. That's not a new engine. It's Thomas. But it's our colour, Ben. And Thomas doesn't think our colour is proper for an engine. They heard a gritting noise. Are your joints stiff, Bill? But it wasn't Bill's joints. It was Thomas gnashing his teeth.